Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Are you a genius? Maybe not full-on genius, but you dabble with genius once in a while. Like you might have a moment where you go, yeah, I know that. I'm smart. Look sure. At me go.
I only think that when I see videos of people that are much, much dumber than I am. Like those brothers who got into a fight over meatloaf or whatever.
Oh, my God.
It's at that point where I'm like, well, at least I'll never do that.
Because mm-hmm. You're talking about the two guys, grown brothers who were in their 40s, where they started stabbing each other with kitchen forks.
Yes.
Like not the kind you eat with, but the kind you prepare giant pot roasts with.
Yes. And then they were dumb enough to go on the news, or at least one of them was. And
the one that wasn't in jail, but did get stabbed in the head.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, don't take my roast, but I got stabbed in the brain.
Right.
All right. Well, these are some Mensa questions they would use to screen whether or not people should be inducted. Now, Mensa, I just looked this up, started in 1946, officially known as Mensa International, an organization that is limited to people with extremely high IQ. The exact standards for admissions have evolved since it was founded, but if you wanted to become a member of Mensa, you must measure a score at or above the 98th percentile on a certain standardized IQ or other approved intelligence test.
Okay.
Used for what the club considers true genius, known as G. Would you like to hear some of the basis or base questions?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
First one's going to sound a lot like math to you.
Oh, boy.
Rachel Kelly, would you like to try?
Absolutely.
Okay. What is the four-digit number in which the first digit is one-fifth of the last, and the second and third digits are the last digit multiplied by 3.
Oh, God. I know what you're saying. I need to see this. I can't do that in my head. I have to see it.
What is a four-digit number?
Right.
In which the first digit is one-fifth the last.
Okay, so the last number is 5, obviously.
How do you know, Joe?
Because, wait, is the first number 1? Did you say that?
No.
What am
I
doing?
Say that.
Okay, well, the first number's 1, the last number's 5. That's easy.
And the second and third digits are the last digit multiplied by 3.
That's going to be tough for my two numbers that I just tossed out.
I don't think it is.
Well, if
I think
it's a
four-digit
number.
I really think you got it.
No.
What's
the
you
last
think the
number,
first number's a 1, and the last number's a 5. 1 is 1/5 of 5, right?
Right, I understand.
So what's 5 times 3?
Right, it's 15. And so that is going to make the number
1,155. Joe, you had that's the answer. You had it, my
you
man.
You were right there.
You
right.
had it.
I think if I had written it down and well, I didn't have to think of
all
those
big
numbers.
Did you think 15 was more digits than 2? Because it said the middle is the last one times 3. 5 times 3 is 15. 1 and 5 equals the 2 digits in the middle. That was remarkable. Howings, did you have it? Or did you just let Joe do the heavy lifting?
Well, I got to the 1 and the 5, and then Joe started talking, and I just turned my attention to what was going on. I'm like, all right, Same. Let's see where this goes. So I don't know.
You just punched out too, Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
If I had enough time, I think I would have gotten it, but I don't know. I was enjoying that whole sequence. So I don't know. I can't tell you.
Joe, that was remarkable.
I'm just going to stop.
Are you still questioning whether or not
No.
you had it?
I'm just questioning how I heard the question to begin with and why I
worked.
Thought that it was wrong. That's all.
I wish I wouldn't have escorted you.
Me too.
All right, number 2. Jane went to visit Jill. Oh, boy. This next line breaks my brain. I hate these.
Okay.
Jill is Jane's only husband's mother-in-law's only husband's only daughter's only daughter.
I don't have
the mental capacity for that.
Like, and we've probably
if I can't like I have to see it written down, and you're gonna have to give me about 5 minutes to like draw a graph.
I have.
I need to draw lines.
What relation is Jill to Jane?
Okay, say it one more time.
Okie dokie. Jane went to visit Jill, Kelly.
Okay.
Jill is Jane's only husband's. So her husband's.
Mm-hmm.
Mother-in-law's only husband's, so her
father-in-law,
only daughter's only daughter. What relation is Jill to Jane? Jill is Jane's daughter.
Yeah, I feel like we've had that before, and I'll sit there and I'll draw lines.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always have.
It's just
I
the wording that. That when you break it down and just do it one by one, it's her daughter, right?
I don't know.
I thought you were with me.
I was, and then I was like, "Are they? Is that the grand? Is she the granddaughter? Like, who is that?"
No, it's the only daughter's daughter.
The daughter's Jill daughter would be the granddaughter,
right?
Only husband's only daughter's
mother and
only daughter.
1155 I got it.
No, Jill is Jane's daughter. I was right. Jane's mother's husband is Jane's father.
Hate it.
His daughter is Jane, and Jill is her daughter. I don't think I got it right for the right reason. Number three. Which of the two words below is least like the others? You can't have two that's least. Which of the two words below is at least like the others?
Wait.
The difference has nothing to do with vowels, consonants, or syllables. More, pairs, etchers, zipper.
How is pairs spelled?
P-A-I-R-S.
Okay, more, pairs, what and what?
Etcher and zipper.
Etchers and zipper.
Etchers.
I'm guessing it's more. I don't know what etchers is, but you can have a pair of zippers, a pair of pairs.
Oh, this one is...
I don't know what an etcher is.
This one, I am furious at this one.
I don't like any of these.
No
I'm
one
furious
would get this
at all
one.
Of them.
No
gonna,
one would get
I'm
this
gonna
one.
I'm going to say it's etchers because that's a word no person ever uses.
Unless you were in Mensa.
Looking for two.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I trying to think of what two out of that four are not the same?
I don't know why it says two words because I think you do want one word based on the answer. I think that's a typo.
I think I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm not what we're looking for. Yeah, my brain feels like solid rubber.
Okay,
right
so let me. I think they made a typo in this. Which one of the words below is least like the others? Okay.
Okay.
More, pairs, etchers, zipper. I said zipper because it's not plural. Zipper is one zipper. More means multiple. Pairs is at least two, but there's pairs. And etchers, more than one etcher. I am wrong.
I said more.
I'm going to give you the answer because no one would get this. Who thinks like this? Zipper. All of the other words can be anagrammed into the names of cities. Rome, Paris, and Chester.
Literally shut
what
up.
What city
so
is called
stupid.
Chester?
Chester.
Screw you, Mensa.
Who thinks like that, by the way?
No one.
Plus, I've been to Pizrip. It's in Indiana.
I wonder what the city of Chester's tourism video looks like. It's got to be just one of those.
Well, it's the town of molesters.
Schools.
And now the starting lineup for the Chester molesters.
It's got to be, right? I mean,
batting first, Chester.
Batting second, Jared.
Batting third, Chester again.
All right, this text, I'm just tuning in. Are all these questions Kelly is considering for her game, but they made too much sense?
No, these don't make any sense.
You want one more?
Yeah, sure.
I'm afraid to say yes, but yes.
Oh, we might be on in Chester. It's in Pennsylvania. That's all.
I mean, well, I'm sure Chester there's a lot of Westchester, yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of towns named Chester. But
just one.
Tabitha likes cookies, but not cake. Likes mutton, but not lamb. Likes okra, but not squash. Following the same rule, will she like cherries or pears?
God, I thought you were about to say children or adults. I was like, based on the fact that she likes the infant version of most of these things or the smaller version of most of these things. So you said children or pears?
Cherries, cherries or pears.
Mm-hmm. You said zippers or etchers?
No. Cookies but not cake. Mutton but not lamb. Okra but not squash.
She likes the smaller versions of things, so cherries.
Cherries is what makes sense, so I'm going to say pear.
Okay, Howie?
I'm going to say chipperies.
Okay. Now, Rachel, you want to say cherries or pears?
I think it's cherries.
Okay, you got to tell me why.
Because I agree with Kelly.
What did Kelly say?
No, I agree
Kelly
with Joe's answer.
Kelly said pears.
I said pears. I agree with Joe's answer that they're the smaller items of everything.
I think.
She likes cherries. Feel good about that?
I mean... No,
it's the right answer, but
no, it's not. It's the right answer for the wrong reason.
Reason.
Tabitha only likes food with two syllables.
I'm gonna punch Tabitha.
Tabitha's a dirty little C word.
Yeah. Like Tabitha's high maintenance. And no one likes to be around her.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna do one more. In a race, Jerry wasn't first or last. Janet beat Jerry. Jerry beat Pat. Charlie wasn't first or last. Charlie beat Rachel. Pat beat Charlie. Who came in last?
I can't do this in my head.
I'm going to beat the ass out of you.
I can't.
You keep asking these questions.
That's too many things for my mind to be able to remember all at once. Yeah, like I have to see these written down.
I'll just watch the race.
I was a kid, like in high school and whatever, like I was usually pretty good at test taking. I didn't get worried about it. But I have to see it.
Yeah. Now we have to visualize.
Is
this a defense of your intelligence?
Yeah. Yes.
I can do it. I used to be good at it when I had time.
No, I'm just saying.
A teacher with a wooden desk and a tie made of knit material and maybe some polyester pants.
I have never been able to do stuff in my head like that. Like I know a lot of people who can do math in their head. You can do math in your head. My dad is a whiz at math in his head.
That was listening to words and saying the order.
No, I know. What my point is, though, that some people are really good at doing stuff in their head like that, and I have never been able to do that. I have to see it visually.
I'm pretty good at basic addition and subtraction. I'm good with fractions.
I'm great at rounding up or down.
Man, I can round up. I know how to leave a tip. 20% of anything, you give me that number, I give 20%.
What's 20% of 175?
17.5 times 2 is 34, so $34.
I'm leaving $40.
That was
exactly.
Yeah,
I'm
just going
to
round up, by the tens.
Except for if you're rounding up, technically you'd be rounding down because it's under 5, so it'd be a $30 tip, and then you'd be shorting that. But
so you got to, like, but you don't use rounding rules when you're tipping.
You go down.
I round up. Yeah. I round up.
Always up.
Yeah.
Always.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You can't round down.
It's $2 for every 10, $20 for every 100. Boom.
I think that.
Okay. I followed that. Yeah. Not really, but I tried.
Well, that's 20%. I like the way you did it.
Yeah, it's 20%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.